Well, it is a very good morning to you from the sports team. And we start off with football this morning. It's advantage Newcastle in their League Cup semi-final clash against Arsenal after the first leg. They secured a 2-0 win at the Emirates Stadium. Alexander Isak and Anthony Gordon on the score sheet for the Magpies. Tonight's last four tie sees Premier League leaders Liverpool against Tottenham at Anfield. Back to a Newcastle. Despite the advantage, boss Eddie Howe is not getting carried away.
I don't think that necessarily means anything. We know the qualities that Arsenal possess, and we know that the second leg, we have our supporters with us, which is going to be hugely important to us, but we're still going to need to do everything right to get through in this time.
Now let's talk about Liverpool quickly. Of course, in action tonight against Spurs, manager Arno Schlotz is still backing Trent Alexander-Arnold to bounce back from the criticism he faced after Sunday's 2-0 draw with Man United. I'm sure you saw the videos. You saw what Roy Keane had to say, that the way he's defending, he doesn't deserve to play for Real Madrid because that's the link. He should go to Tranmere Rovers, which is pretty hectic. He is, of course, Trent, out of contract at Anfield in June, along with Mo Salah and Virgil van Dijk. But Slot says it's too simple to put one below par outing down to that.
If Trent has not his best performance, he's distracted by the contract situations. If they play really well, nobody tells me, yeah, that's because they have a contract situation. So we always try to find arguments, but 9 out of 10 times the best argument is the quality of the teams you face.
And in cricket news, Proteas captain Themba Bavuma says there is something special brewing in the test team. Now, South Africa defeating Pakistan by 10 wickets to win the second test at Newlands in Cape Town. And they also took that series 2-0. This is the Proteas' 7th straight test win. Of course, the big one now, all eyes at Lord's next year in June for the World Test Championship final against Australia. Bavuma says despite the success, they are not where they want to be just yet.
We're still on a journey as a team. I don't think we are close to us playing at 100%. And I guess it'll be scary when we are kind of firing in all cylinders. But I think we've got 15 guys there that want to win. We've got 15 guys that want to be the man for the occasion, for the team, for the country. And I think those two factors is what has carried out throughout the season.
Yeah, and also Captain Bavuma, of course, leading from the front. He was brilliant in the test series against Pakistan and, of course, against Sri Lanka. Australia against South Africa at Lord's World Test Championship June 2025. For the East Coast Radio Sports Team, I'm Sky Jabalan.